Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Returning now to the evolving situation in Europe, where Russian President Vladimir Putin has in the past hour declared war, giving the go-ahead for a military operation in eastern Ukraine. There have been reports of multiple explosions from the capital, Kiev. US President Joe Biden has condemned the unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. Joining us now from Washington is our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, how did this declaration of war basically come?
Well, extraordinary events over the last 90 minutes that were really kicked off with Russian state media suddenly broadcasting what appears to have been a pre-recorded address to the nation by Russian President Vladimir Putin, announcing that he was authorizing what he called a special military operation in eastern Ukraine. And it's important to understand that he kind of limited the way in which he described this to eastern Ukraine, in and around the cities of Donetsk and Luhansk. That, of course, the regions that just a couple of days ago Vladimir Putin recognized as being independent. They've been controlled by Russian separatists. There's been a war raging with Ukrainian forces there for the last 8 years. But that recognition of them as independent and no longer under Kiev's writ was seen by the United States as Vladimir Putin creating a pretext to move in militarily. So he indeed confirmed that he was moving in militarily there, insisted that he didn't plan an occupation of Ukraine, that he wanted to strip the country of what he describes as radical nationalists. He wanted to denazify Ukraine. But shortly after that speech was broadcast, there were not only loud explosions heard in and around Donetsk and Luhansk, but also explosions heard in numerous other locations across the country, including the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, the city of Kharkiv in northeast Ukraine, a major population center in the country. There are reports now of amphibious landings by Russian forces in Odessa down on the Black Sea. So it is apparent that the facts on the ground go way beyond what Vladimir Putin said he was doing, which was simply a limited special military operation in eastern Ukraine. This does certainly appear to be exactly as the United States had predicted it would be, an effort to unseat the government in Kiev, led by President Volodymyr Zelensky, starting with aerial bombardment and cyber attacks. Ukraine saw substantial cyber attacks over the last few hours targeting government infrastructure. And the United States government believes that what will happen next, in the next few hours, is a ground offensive in which Russian forces will seek to unseat the government in Kiev. So we've seen this statement issued by President Biden tonight. It speaks of Russia's unprovoked and unjustified attack on Ukraine. It is worth reading a reasonable chunk of it, because these are obviously great moments of history that we're witnessing now in Europe. The prayers of the entire world, says the president, are with the people of Ukraine tonight as they suffer an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. President Putin has chosen a premeditated war that will bring a catastrophic loss of life and human suffering. Russia alone, says the president, is responsible for the death and destruction this attack will bring, and the United States and its allies and partners will respond in a decisive and united way. The world, he says, will hold Russia accountable. He says that he'll be participating in a virtual summit meeting of G7 leaders in the morning here, and then will speak to the American people, as he puts it, to announce the further consequences the United States and our allies and partners will impose on Russia for this needless act of aggression against Ukraine and global peace and security. Tonight, he says, Jill and I are praying for the brave and proud people of Ukraine. And it's worth making the point, Lisa, that as all of this was unfolding, the United Nations Security Council was in special session in New York with the Secretary General Antonio Guterres, at one point looking directly into the cameras and pleading with Vladimir Putin not to go ahead with an invasion of Ukraine. There were some extraordinary exchanges between the Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations and the Russian ambassador to the United Nations, with the Ukrainian ambassador telling the Russian representative, There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell, Ambassador. And this United Nations Security Council session, in a quirk of fate, of course, was being presided over by the Russians because they currently hold the presidency of the United Nations Security Council.
Thank you for the update, Simon. That is Simon Marks, our US correspondent in Washington.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.